Hello, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're at. I hope y'all are doing well. I'm just sitting here and been thinking over the past 2 weeks and everything that's went on. It's been good. Well, my neighbor, you know when you want to help somebody, but you know, people, all you do is tell them, right? And so, I'll have to learn to know when not to associate with people anymore, you know? Just go ahead and back off of that. Like casting your pearls to swine. You know, it says don't cast your pearls to swine. I've probably done that a few times just because I care and I want people to kind of get it and see what, you know, what they can do to be living in joy instead of the opposite. So, I don't know. Today was cool, though, because, well, I worked and we're off the weekend, which, it's like a holiday when that happened. Actually, a mandatory clean out. But we were taking on the way home, these people home, and I shared with them about, you know, the words controlling the mind. The mind is connected to the heart, so that, like, controls the emotion, you know. Speaking positive, thinking positive, feeling positive, joy. And I don't know what started, because they were talking about something. But when they got out, he was like, thank you for sharing that. He's like, I learned something. And that was like, cool, you know. I guess that would be like the Lord filling your cup, right? That's why you do it, you know. And so that was cool for me today. I've had some of those. But these are younger people. Not too much younger, I don't think. But yeah, and then I come home and I'm writing some scriptures, and it says the secrets of long life. So I figure I share them, you know, because who don't want? We all want to know that, right? Okay, so it says getting old, secrets of long life. Psalms 34, 12 through 14. Does anyone want to live a life that is long and prosperous? Then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. Work. That one's a toughie sometimes. I mean, well, yeah, we got that one. You have to work on. Be intentional. That's all I can say. And then Proverbs 10:27. Fear of the Lord lengthens one's life, but the years of the wicked are cut short. That's short and sweet. So that's like the secret of long life, according to Psalms and Proverbs. But I'm starting to notice, like, I don't know, I just smile all the time. Being the light, it's just automatic. I've been writing all these scriptures. I don't know if that's different or weird, or I'm not sure. But that's what I'm doing. Putting them in categories, writing them, trying to learn them. Well, I hope you guys are having a wonderful evening. I just wanted to say hey, share, the week, you know, the neighbor again. Oh, hey, what we're doing, like, where we're headed to work. It's in like 100 in a 50. and it slammed on the brakes, almost hit the car. And y'all, it's been 2 years since I snapped like that. I'm confessing. I'm confessing my sins. I went the wrong direction when I almost died a week ago. I apologize, Lord. I'm working on it, you know. What can you do besides apologizing and move on? It's like my life, well, you know. I don't know. You win some, you lose some. It's been a long time, though. It's like 2 years since I went off the handle like that. I felt bad. But you apologize and move on. I hope they forgive you. Yeah. Well, you guys have a wonderful evening. Bye.